All right, we got Ellie and Jared here on the line. We are face chatting, FaceTiming. We're Zooming with them.
It's a new skill.
Face Zooming. You guys, it's so good to see your faces and have you on the podcast.
We're so excited to be here.
It's about time. You guys were so generous to be on our podcast, so...
That was so fun. We were like, that was the first time ever like talking with you guys.
We're like hardcore fans. So when you invited us to your house, it was like having a meet and greet that we didn't have to pay for.
Since then.
And then as soon as we were done with the podcast, we were like, okay, you want to plan a vacation together? And it was so fun.
Yeah, but it was so bad. Well, it was fun with you, but both of our kids, your kids had hand, foot, and mouth.
Shoot, poor Tommy was sick. Our kids were sick.
And our kids threw up 1,000 times the whole trip.
Despite that, but we still had a lot of fun, and we managed to room right next to each other.
We're going back next September.
That's our thing. That's what we do every year now, you guys.
Whether we'll like go it with or you not. If that's okay.
For sure, we'll make another trip.
That's what I said. Us. That's our. That's what we
perfect.
Do now.
Perfect. Perfect.
Cool. Okay, you guys. We have like so. Here's the plan. We wanted to. We have two podcasts. This is Big Little Life, and our other one is called Taking Sides, the Marriage Podcast, where we answer listeners' relationship questions. So
slash
we kind of wanted to
slash
issues,
strains, eccentricities that they
roommate probs
want to share.
Just general like relationship questions.
Love that.
We love it so much.
And it's the most fun.
We talk about these kinds of things on a regular basis. So I feel like Ellie and I, at least in our situation, are pretty good about answering those things.
Yeah.
It may not be, you know, everyone might not take the advice or use the advice, but we feel like we're pretty good at it. I don't know.
Let me just
for
say,
us at least.
You share things you would have never thought you'd share when you're trying to help answer someone else's
problem.
You're like, wow, did I just say that on our podcast?
So it gets really fun. But we wanted to do a special edition and bring it to the Big Little Life podcast. If it goes on, if it becomes like a really long podcast, we might split it in half and you guys can go finish the second half over on Taking Sides.
Yeah, but we're going to do a podcast with Ellie and Jared on theirs, which is called Ellie and Jared, right?
The Ellie and Jared podcast.
Ellie and Jared podcast.
Pretty original, right?
So we're going to...
I love the names that you guys have for the podcast, like Taking Sides. It sounds so like, ooh, controversial. Right? Oh my goodness.
It was going to be more controversial, but Dallin's sweeter than me.
I was like, I don't want to rip couples apart, take sides. But so the what we say is like the best side you take is the one that you come up with together.
Cue the Mr. Rogers music.
That's exactly what I would say too, though.
Yeah,
that's so sweet.
We don't want it to be divided, especially when we
and
told our marriage
Ash,
therapist.
And then me and Ash,
you're
like,
it.
No,
let's do it
to the curb.
Let's
no, whatever. That husband is right. She is wrong.
Problem.
Yeah.
Right. There's more than one way to solve a problem. There's more than two sides to a square.
You
so,
and Dallin are twins. I was like, let's have a podcast where we just can hear their issues and then take sides and judge who's wrong and who's right.
I love that.
Ellie and Jared, the more that we like talk with you guys and hang out, the more we realize like Ashley's so much like Ellie and I'm so much like Jared. But there are some things where I am more similar to Ellie on. I feel like our parenting, I feel like Jared is the more patient parent and Ashley is the more patient parent.
Totally.
Be careful.
Totally.
No, I don't want to I'm only saying that because you guys told us that.
Not at all. I mean, Jared is very patient.
I am very patient and humble.
I only said that because you guys told us that once. Am I mistaken? Yeah.
No, you're not. Not even close.
Ellie, I think you're a great parent too. Digging a hole.
When we were together, Ellie was an awful mom.
The great thing about Ellie,
I was like, jeez. No, just kidding. No, Ellie, you're a great mom. So great.
Thanks.
Go on.
Okay, well, before we
Ellie,
jump,
a lot. Go ahead.
Before we jump into questions, tell us about your life. We found you initially. We were I was your fangirl. When Dallin and I first started vlogging, you guys were kind of, I found a family vlog who I thought we related to, and it was you guys, and we just kind of tried to learn as much as we could and get to know you as much as we could through the vlog.
So consequentially, we watched a lot of your videos.
We know like too much. I'm like, how's your sister? And how's her new baby that she had 3 months
because
ago?
When we were on our trip together, there were a lot of those questions. It was like, so tell me about this that's going on. Like, how did that end up?
Tell me about your parents' recent trip.
I forgot they made a video about that. Yeah, it's good. It's good. So, but it just kind of like made the conversation. It was like having a conversation with, you know, friends that you've been with for years and years and years.
You know, it's one of those
things. To be honest, I think that's why we kind of hit it off is because you did know about us. And it
makes friendship easier.
Yeah, it made it just our conversations were really easy.
Yeah, and also like we're able to relate with you on like the anxiety you feel when you check your YouTube analytics and stuff. Like, like a lot of people we talk to just don't kind of understand what that is like.
It's interesting.
You know?
yeah, the dynamic of couples who are in our field versus other fields. It's like when we get together, you can talk shop and relationships and friendships. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times there's questions that, you know, I don't have the answer for, and you don't have the answer for. So we like ask questions to each other. It's like, oh, this is what worked for me. This is, you know, so it's fun in that sense to be able to talk to someone who knows exactly what you're going through.
Yeah, that was awesome. So I know that you guys shocked the whole world a few months ago.
You broke the internet
saying releasing this beautiful like hour long video that like every person cried that watched it, and said that you were taking a little bit of a break. And now you're semi kind of back, or just posting whenever the heck you want. Which, like, tell us about where you are at currently on YouTube and how that's all going, because we're so curious.
And where you're at not on YouTube.
Yeah, and also the other things you got going on right now, because you guys got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, we are very flattered that you would just think that we broke the internet.
Very sweet of you. We've had a lot of people reach out, especially people that we have been inspired by too, that were like, oh, you watched that video? Like,
yeah,
that
people
was nice
we
of
would
you?
Never suspect that would watch that video. And, you know, we got a lot of really great feedback and response from it. But
it's been the perfect breather. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened to be that the coronavirus hit after. So that was awful for the world, but then it gave us even a little bit more downtime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This time we didn't know what was going to come of it. We just knew that we both needed a breather, because most of our marriage and all of our experience with kids, like those are two pretty stressful things, we've been sharing. And we just knew we needed to take a breather for personally ourselves and for like our family.
Right.
And just like reevaluate and then make a really good decision moving forward. And that's exactly what we did.
For those who don't really know us, Ellie and I have vlogged for 7 years on YouTube, from infertility to pregnancy to family. And then December 31st, we basically said goodbye and said, you know, we're stopping YouTube, and we don't really know when we're going to come back. And we had this giant flashback of the entire 7 years, like all the highlights and even lowlights of the 7 years on YouTube. And, you know, we said, we're not sure when we're going to see you, but, you know, if we want to make a video, we'll make a video. And that's kind of where it's been for the past 4 months, is mm-hmm. if we have a video that we want to make, we're going to make it and upload it. And there's been
there's been three videos since, and mm-hmm. then Jared edited two videos today. So our break was a little longer than we anticipated. Mm-hmm. And naturally, as we're like wanting to film things, and as we've made a lot of personal decisions during this break, which we're going to talk all about like in videos to come, but it's given us that, we've given ourselves that permission of, we're going to go back into this, but on our terms, right. Honestly, like not YouTube's terms, not
the algorithm,
not followers. Like, we're gonna make a video that we want to make. Yeah
Wow. So how has it been so far? Is it like, so you, it seems like it's been a really refreshing thing for you.
I think mentally the burnout from YouTube and everything was really, really tough on us. Like, mentally it was really tough.
So how long were you
personally
going daily?
7 years.
6 years.
Six
daily,
six
five
years
and
was
a half
every
six
single
years
day.
Daily. Yeah.
And then the last year went
during
down.
During babies, like, yeah. I look back and I'm like, I'm glad that we're able to take a breather, because if we were to have another baby, I would want that for myself. Yeah. Like, not have anything in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is like when we had Calvin, I spent 8 hours in the hospital room editing his birth video to go up the next day. Like, that day was obviously like the most amazing day ever because we had Calvin. But it was also like really stressful because it's like, no, this is what you feed YouTube. This is what YouTube wants, is if we miss a day.
Because it was your full-time income. So, you know, we say that, but we didn't give ourselves the permission to take a breather, because it's kind of scary having social media being your full-time job. So of course that's what we would do. Would we do it again? No,
we didn't with Tommy. We took a break with Tommy and had a few days to ourselves, and that was the best. But would it have made a difference if we, you know, took a day or two with Calvin? No, because it didn't with Tommy either. Mm-hmm. You know, but that was just kind of the quote unquote game of daily vlogging is, sorry, you don't miss a day, because that streak is important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can only imagine like how, so Dallin and I, we tried daily and
I don't know if we ever went 7 days.
It just wasn't, we couldn't do it.
So I admire your guys.
I have to know why.
We do like
what didn't work.
Well, we do it 3 days a week that we vlog.
Yeah.
And those 3 days are great. But the days when we're not vlogging, it's almost intoxicating to just really like live in the moment and not be thinking, okay, what's the best angle for George playing right now? Okay.
Yeah.
How's the audio right now for Ashley talking?
Is the battery charged?
Like all of that stuff, just to like, we didn't film this last Christmas because we just wanted to sit there and watch our kids versus like watch them through a camera.
Yeah.
And it was like the best thing we ever did.
It's been a real, maybe some vloggers are so good at still living in the moment and also happen to be holding a camera.
It's just
really
hard.
That's not a skill that I naturally was born with. So it's been like, sometimes it's stressful for me. Sometimes I am like able to just go with the flow and record. Other times I feel like I'm not really living in the moment because I'm filming the moment. And so 3 days a week is the balance we found that we can still feel like, you know, we're able to produce quality videos where we're actually happy, you know, filming versus like filming a video for the sake of filming a video and being super stressed about it. Cause I feel like people watching are just like able to pick up on that.
Well, like James's birthday vlog, Dallin was so sad after her birthday. Cause he came over and he was like, I feel like I missed the whole thing because I was filming the whole thing. And I was like, what are you talking about? It was a great day, but he was just not there.
Sorry, I totally didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, you're cool.
Sometimes that's what's hard with four people. It's like, I'm like, I think I just cut everyone off.
Whatever,
I'm
it's so hard sorry. With two people.
That's what makes it fun.
I interrupt myself all of the time.
Uh-huh. I remember when we had a pretty big argument after one of the kids' birthdays, and it was just like, I wanted the birthday to go how it would normally go, and we would usually try and do that, but we also were trying to have the kid have a really fun birthday. So it was a little more entertaining for the kids anyway. And then you're trying to capture it. And I remember just being really overwhelmed. And I was just like, I don't care about the video. Like, I don't care. Like, I didn't want to worry about it. And I think it was soon after that that we had cut down a day because I just thought, we can't do this. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah, this is probably, I mean, hopefully giving all the listeners like an insight into all the work that goes in to like the behind the scenes of vlogging and stuff and kind of the mindset that goes into vlogging. And like after Christmas, we had a real sit down, me and Ash, and again after James's birthday a few weeks ago, and just kind of like, because what you just said, I don't care about the video. I feel like that's when you start making the best vlogs, honestly, the type of videos that we make, you know, vlogs. And that's when you don't care about the video, that's when the most authentic, real, natural things that your audience really connects with you on and really enjoys like watching, because they're there with the real you, not the video producing you. That's the ones that they like the most, you know? That's what I think.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of our heart-to-heart moments have been the best. It's like where you're sitting down, you're being your authentic self. Ellie and I never really went to great lengths to overproduce things. Obviously, like with birthdays and stuff, we wanted it to be fun and exciting. We did some skits here and there, like on Halloween, because like the kids loved that. And so we filmed us doing the skits, but the heart to heart moments where you're saying what you're thinking, you're expressing these emotions, like those are what like were the real moments for us that we loved, because it was our authentic self just pouring your heart out to the camera.
And that's who we like to watch too. Like that's why we started vlogging. Like it's what we like. Anyway, that is interesting to hear you guys that had like the same thing.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of, you know, especially couples have that, you know, because there's usually there might be someone who's like more invested into the production of the video, and others are more invested in like this moment itself and finding that balance between it, because I'm sure it changes day to day.
Yeah. Ashley has this magical gift where she's like so good at just saying whatever she feels and thinks and doesn't care about what anybody thinks. And I just, I don't know, maybe it's because she's homeschooled or something. She didn't go through the torture of public school, learning to please everybody to make friends and stuff. But yeah. That was something I really struggled with. So Ashley like really shines there, and she's taught me a lot. And I feel like I'm in a happier place now. And doing three a week and just like when we turn it on, just being my authentic self, I feel like made a lot of progress. So anyways, it's cool talking with you guys about that and relating to somebody else on that.
Our new motto is, like, when we look back at our videos, we want to think, what a happy memory, versus think about like what is on the camera was beautiful, but maybe Dallin and I were like killing each other in the background, or like mad at our kids or something. Like, we just want to look back and say, what a happy memory that we captured.
Yeah. Well, there's moments where it's like, I know I was upset with you that day.
Yeah.
Like, you're looking back on this vlog and you're like, yeah, this is the day that I was upset.
But you weren't recording that part.
No, you didn't record it, but the feeling that you had is what you remember.
Uh-huh. And like, no one really knows but us. Like, the vlogs were like, we will look back and we're like, oh my gosh, that was the worst day ever. But you watch it and you're like, oh, James got a new scooter and they were laughing and so happy. So
do you ever look back at videos that you filmed with brands and it was actually a fun video? You actually really loved the brand, but they were such jerks that you look back at the video and you're like, yeah, that was a chaotic week of emails and attorneys and paperwork. Like, do you ever look at that?
Months.
Yeah. I want to ask, have you guys ever had that?
So there's been a video we've had to redo certain parts like three times. By the third one, we were like, all right, like,
it's not worth it anymore.
Yeah. But, and you guys had a lot more experience with brands than us.
We're kind of new to that place.
Yeah. So we definitely try to do our best while staying, you know, authentic and real. And I like it. Like, you guys do too. Like, everybody does. But yeah, it's fun. That's a whole nother thing we could probably talk about forever.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Next podcast. Yeah. We'll write it down.
So now on YouTube, where are you guys? Jared, you just said Jared uploaded two videos.
I edited two videos. Today. Yeah. And they're basically, you know, very similar to what we've done before. They're just things about, you know, this is something that we want to film, we want to capture, and very we're going to make a video about it, edit it, and upload it. It's not going to necessarily be exactly 10 minutes because that's how long vlogs are. This is what we want to create, and it's what I want to edit. I think one thing for me was I got bored with the editing. It became monotonous. I did the same thing, and I want to, you know, if I don't want to have creativity in the edit, I'm just going to edit it naturally and normally. If I want to put in like
a funny moment
and zoom in and shake the camera and do all of this stuff, put in graphics and, you know, After Effects stuff, I'm going to do that because it's what I want to do. So
that's cool.
Yeah. We're doing stuff, like Ellie said earlier, on our terms. And we're going to see how that goes and see how it feels. You know, we might get one video a week. We might get two videos a week.
So for instance, the other day, I was in the mood, I was filming, and then at the end of the night, usually you end the vlog. Like, that's just how it works with family vlogs. Like, you film in one day. At least that's how it was for us. Like, we were shocked.
That's more often than not, yeah.
When people would film, like, one video, but it took them 3 days to film, I was like, you can't do that. Like,
or that's film not okay. Three videos in one day.
Oh, yeah, no way.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, those are the superstars where you're like, hold on.
Yeah. We've had people that we know do that. And I'm like, I don't know how you do that. Like, I couldn't do that.
Well, we've done it before. Like, if we knew that we were going to go on a trip and no internet access. Yeah. To like the latter half of our time on YouTube, we would be like, okay, we're going to make two videos and then we're going to do two videos the next day and then two videos the next day. So we would have 1 week
and then
of videos
talk to where
we
didn't have to upload or film.
And then talk to your therapist on the fourth day.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I had filmed and then it was that night and I kept thinking, oh, I should like end that vlog. And I was just tired. So I gave myself the permission of, no, I don't. Like, who says I have to end it? And so then a day went by and then the next day I felt good. Like, I woke up that day, like, I felt productive. And it was at 5 p.m. and I filmed for 30 minutes going through room to room, doing the coronavirus Maria Kondo, my house.
Spark Joy, cleaning everything.
And
in
so
the
world. I like brought them along with like my process of like how I was doing things, and it came so naturally. It felt so good. And then I ended it, and I was like, "Oh, cool! There's my video." Like, it felt good to do it the way I wanted to do it. You know?
That's so awesome.
I wasn't worried about the time. It may be a 20-minute video. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's the real stuff that everybody's going to connect with you on more than ever. Like, there's going to love watching that, hanging out with the real, authentic Ellie, being chill, happy to be doing this, and I think everybody's going to love it.
Well, it's like
because you loved it.
Yeah, you're like coming over to their house because you miss them, kind of, and you want to talk to them. Versus like,
well, thanks.
Like going to a doctor's appointment because you have to or something.
Yeah, that's cool. Cool, guys. Well, that's exciting. So for the foreseeable future, it's whenever you want to. No schedule or anything like that.
Yeah, we used to have ourselves within this box of rules. And if we broke the rules, our channel would die.
We'd be stressed.
In our minds, that's what it was. Yeah. And we would stress about it. But now that's what hinders creativity. That's what hinders motivation. And we're not making the rules.
I always write things down. I'm like, that's a good Instagram.
There you go.
Sweet. Instagram that.
Glad we could create that for you. Create the environment where Jared could
see Ellie. This, I'll tag you. This is so tag great us. That we're doing good. This podcast because I'm spitting out these amazing words.
It was,
and keep going, she's going to use my words in her Instagram post. I guess
I usually do that too. Sweet.
Stay tuned for more Big Little Life with the Dashleys. We are supported by BetterHelp. You guys, Ash and I talk all the time about the benefits of having a professional counselor. Now with BetterHelp, you can start communicating in under 24 hours online with a professional counselor just for you. Is something interfering with your happiness right now? Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me and Ashley, we've gained so much help with talking with a marriage and family counselor, getting advice on our personal issues and marital issues, and help with raising our kids. It's been invaluable. It is not self-help. It is actual professional counseling. You can send a message to them anytime. You'll get a timely, thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. And this is all done virtually. There's actually a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. Things like depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, family conflicts, anger, and more. Everything you share is confidential. It's convenient, professional, and affordable, especially for you guys. If you go to betterhelp.com/dashleys, you can start living a happier life today and get 10% off your first month. Just visit betterhelp.com/dashleys and join over 800,000 people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, help.com/dashleys. We are supported by Skylight. Are you guys looking for the perfect gift for mom or another loved one for Mother's Day or anybody during this crazy time? You need to check out the Skylight. It is a digital picture frame, but it is so easy to send pictures to it. Normally, you'd have to, like, you know, plug it into a computer or something weird. This one, you can just literally email photos or videos to your custom email address linked to that picture frame. And then it just instantly shows up on the frame. Staying in touch these days is more important than ever. It is so cool. We got one for Ashley's grandparents for Mother's Day. Setup was like 60 seconds. It has a touch screen. You just connect it to the internet, decide what you want your custom email address to be, and that's it. Now the entire family can just send random fun photos throughout the day to grandma and grandpa using the custom email address, and it'll just show right up on their digital picture frame in their house. These are 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If you don't love your Skylight, they'll offer you a full refund. As a special holiday offer, you can get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com/big for Big Little Life. So it's just skylightframe.com/big. Enter the code BIG, B-I-G. That's right. To get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight frame, just go to skylightframe.com/big and enter the code BIG at checkout. That's skylightframe.com/big. We are supported by Trust and Will. You guys, it is so important to have a will spelled out, ready to go for your family. I can't explain how much peace of mind it brings to Ashton and I knowing that if anything happens to us, heaven forbid, that our family, our kids, our assets, everything is taken care of in our will. And we made it online and it is so easy with trustandwill.com. Trustandwill.com makes getting a legal will easy and affordable for everyone. It's 10 minutes to finish online. It is a lot easier than you would think. And estate plans start at just $39. They offer guardianships, wills, and trusts in all 50 states. They even have people available to instantly answer any questions you may have during the process. Seriously, it's so easy. Do it for your family, do it for your loved ones, do it for yourself. Guardianships start at $39, wills at $69, and trusts at $399. Visit trustandwill.com/biglittle to automatically receive 10% off your purchase of a guardianship, will, or trust. Again, that's trustandwill.com/biglittle to automatically receive 10% off your purchase of a guardianship, will, or trust.
Okay, guys, we want to jump into some questions. And these are from all of our viewers, and they have sent in...
From the Taking Sides listener. This is like Taking Sides with the Dashleys at gmail.com is the email that we have so many unread messages.
It's pretty fun.
It's so much fun. We love this podcast.
So in past episodes recently, we have talked about the weird food combinations that we love. Like for Dallin, he loves...
I thought you were going to say fetishes.
let's just go right there. Right, we're going to dive into some weird fetishes real quick.
Nope, just food. Dallin loves waffles with an egg on top, with peanut butter spread on top, with syrup on top, all together in one bite. Maybe dipped into ketchup.
Well, how's the egg prepared?
It's a fried egg.
It's a fried egg.
No.
How's the yolk?
It's like hard.
However you want.
Is it a runny yolk?
It can be runny or
like
a hard.
No, Dallin doesn't. You don't like runny yolks.
I prefer hard, but it can be runny.
You don't like runny. I made you
that. Okay, that is weird.
So here's my thought on that.
Okay,
I think I'm gonna come to Dallin's defense. Can totally see. Yeah, I mean, when you
kind
of
sounds like
a waffle and peanut butter. I see a lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
a waffle and a. And syrup, yes, absolutely.
People
waffle with
too.
Eggs next to it, yeah, totally. It's all coming down that stuff, you know. Anyway, might as well put it into one.
It's all about efficiency.
Efficient bite. There we go. Yeah, efficiency.
How much food can you eat at one time?
Would I do it? Raised. Probably not. I probably would not create that for myself. I don't like fried eggs. But
so Ashley, what's yours?
I don't have a lot. What have I shared one? I like to eat food separately.
Vinegar, Pringles.
I don't like a lot of sauces.
What? Salt and vinegar. Ellie loves salt and vinegar chips.
I love those.
I cannot stand them.
I think they're pretty gross. I'll eat a few and be like, I can manage this because I know that it's a normal thing a lot of people eat. But it's just like, I would never choose that.
You would never choose it, but you can still eat all of them.
Why would you choose it? Oh, Dallin's like... Yeah, I'm going
to
have those.
Look, if it's something to eat, I'll eat it.
I hate it, but you put it in front of me.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like Dallin's just eating what's in front of him, whether it's waffles
maybe that's
with
the bigger
peanut
thing
butter
here.
And eggs yeah. or salt
boiling
and vinegar
down
chips.
To the principle.
When we first got married, if we ordered pizza, Dallin would always get really stressed out. And I'd be like, Dallin, just make a rule for yourself. Just eat two pieces and just say, I'm not going to eat the whole piece.
It doesn't work like that.
I'm just going to eat two pieces.
And pizza is my biggest weakness.
He can't do it.
Oh, because you'll eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
I will just
That's why you were worried.
He was just,
I was the same way in college. Like, I remember me and my roommate,
Sean. Most people
Sean,
grow out of this.
We...
Oh, I
I don't
was
know
like
if I've grown out of
past.
It just yet.
Jared, back in my younger years.
Back in my... I mean, the thing is, college
15
was
years ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
More than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's depressing.
Because it was before we were married, and we've coming up on 11 years. Gosh, I'm getting old. Jeepers.
You're
anyway,
oldie.
We would order a pizza and maybe it was either one or two. And we're hungry, poor college students. I'm closing my eyes trying to remember. And it was either we would, because you can eat four slices of a Little Caesars pizza, right? Four slices is like easy stuff, right?
Yeah.
I think we would get two pizzas and we would each eat the entire pizza in college.
I did that once.
Because the next day it's like, it's not that great.
No.
Cold pizza's good though, sometimes.
What's the weird thing that I've eaten?
I
love cottage cheese and like peaches.
I don't think that's weird. I think they sell that in the store.
Yeah, like I like hard boiled eggs.
Down
I mean, those are kind of normal things, but those are things Jared hates.
Yeah, I don't think like Ellie has eggs. A lot of like weird combinations. What's weird about the way Ellie eats is how she eats it. There's
that's
a few
me too.
Things and
oh, Ashley has some of those. Oh, that was your thing, Lucky Charms.
Me.
How you eat Lucky
please
Charms. How does it what's Ellie's weird thing, how she eats it?
So she will switch a fork or a spoon. When most people would eat something with a fork, she will eat it with a spoon.
Wait,
when
what
most
do you
people eat it with a spoon, she will eat it with a fork.
You eat cereal
mac and
with
cheese,
a fork?
Fork or spoon?
Yeah, do you use a fork or a spoon with macaroni and cheese?
I use a fork.
I use a fork.
Do you use a spoon? My kids use
totally.
Totally.
A spoon.
No, I
use a spoon.
I like to make it last as long as I can, so I eat one noodle at a time.
I can't do that.
You
like, again,
do
back
you
to the efficiency thing.
The noodles on the fork prongs? Ever?
I probably. Yeah. I'm weird about I do weird things
thrill.
With food. Like with Lucky Charms. I have to eat them by category. So first I eat all the little cracker pieces out by shape. And then I eat only the broken marshmallows by color, and then I eat the full marshmallows, but it takes like an hour. So we
That would stress me out.
That's where I release all of my OCD into my Lucky Charms bowl.
There's a few other combinations. Like, I've seen her eat spaghetti with a spoon.
My dad uses a spoon and a fork.
To roll
it. So you can like scoop and then twist, but Ellie just uses a spoon.
Really?
No.
Do you cut your noodles?
Yeah, sometimes.
How do you get the noodles to your mouth?
I just like using a spoon versus a fork.
And then when she cuts things, like she'll... If she has a knife, that's a big if she has a knife.
I never.
She'll put it down and twist it like that, whether it's a fork, a spoon, or a knife. Instead of, you know, sawing through it, you know, straight down, she'll push it down, squish it, and then twist it to like break it. And
my plate looks like a 2-year-old.
It literally does. Her plate is a disaster with everything spread over because she doesn't cut things in a straight line. Hold on, let me get this out, please, because this is important that people know how weird it is about you.
He needs to get this off his chest.
Like when we're cutting cake or like cutting, here's a good example, cookies. When we have crumble cookies delivered,
right,
they're giant cookies and we're like cutting them into fourths because a fourth of a cookie is all you need to like be satisfied. She'll cut it like at an angle with a spoon and then twist it and it's like, this is not 4/4 of a cookie. This is the weirdest shape I have ever seen. Half of it is smashed. The other half is tiny. One piece is giant. Did Tommy cut this cookie?
Okay, I'll tell you one more thing.
Explain your side, Ellie.
Well, that's true.
No, it's true.
There's okay. I thought you were going to like say, no, wait.
But the question was about food, and even though it's just the way I eat it, like I get full fast. So if I order a burrito from Cafe Rio, I'm not going to be the normal person where you start at one end and you meet in the middle and then save the other half for tomorrow. I just cut right into the middle and I just start eating from the inside out because I'll get too full on the end part with the flour.
Too much tortilla.
Yeah,
like all these years and I haven't figured out a better way to make a burrito.
So yeah. Why don't you cut it in half and start from the inside?
I don't know. I think it's just a habit now.
It is the weirdest thing. I don't get it.
That's where you get to the proper tortilla to ingredients ratio. The inside.
Yeah.
Might as well start where the proper ratios are at instead of the ends with. See, I share that, Ellie. I just have never been brave enough to do it.
I think everyone can agree with
that. You eat the whole burrito every time. Also,
I just don't think. But.
But Dallin cannot stop until he's finished. So it's not a matter of.
But you start in the middle and get the best stuff first. I admire that.
Personal so things.
You still get that. You eat yours, and then you eat all of my middle.
Yeah, but you start with the tortilla the best part. Stuffed end instead of the middle.
Ellie knows that she can do that. She just chooses not to. Yeah. I don't get it. I have a lot of weird food things. I wouldn't say weird. It's just I'm plain and simple. No. I don't like a lot of condiments on my food. I am people would say picky, but I think particular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is that I don't like tomatoes on things. I don't like
who does
on
also eats who like does? A 2-year-old.
Yeah, and yeah, thank you, Ashley. Thank you. So it's like pepperoni pizza, check. Hamburger with ketchup, check. I'll do ketchup, lettuce, and cheese, and maybe if I'm at In-N-Out, I'll get the spread, which I think has pickles and onions in it, but it's like it's a good spread.
No, mm-hmm. I'm there
I'll
with you.
I'll definitely do like a Western burger with onion rings and barbecue sauce. That stuff is good. Uh-huh. But like, I like things very plain. I don't like casseroles where I don't know what's inside of it.
Yeah. You know? Nope. I don't eat food at potlucks.
This is good to know when we have you guys over for dinner.
Yeah.
We'll just order
hamburgers
out.
With ketchup only, please. And Jackson and Calvin will have the same thing.
Okay, cool. I think we've got the food things covered. Ash.
No, I wanted to read some. So this is fun because I've put it out there that we'll be very judgy and either label you as gross or okay. So we're going to read people's food things and you guys can decide if you would eat that or if you think they're just disgusting.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. This one is from Kinsey. She says, hey, Dallin, Ashley, George and James, Luna and Dash, and I'll just insert Ellie Jared for you. During this quarantine, I'm finally catching up on your podcast and wanted to tell you my weird food thing. I love to eat my mac and cheese with barbecue sauce on it. I actually like that.
It's I like, bet it would be good.
I like that.
That's yucky.
Ellie likes a milk. We talked about it in the vlog the other day. Ellie loves a milky mac and cheese.
So does Ashley.
So I think
I don't.
Sally likes
it chalky and dry.
Not chalky, just following the actual recipe.
Chalky.
The right amount.
It's gross.
Exactly.
This is why we're friends.
Especially the second day, it's just dry, crumbly.
Maybe you can add a teens bit more, but better, better not enough.
Heat it up.
No, I want to be drinking
the cheese
sauce
because
it dilutes the flavor.
No. Mm-hmm.
I don't want soup. I want mac and cheese.
I love this so much. This is the best combo.
All right. Okay. She says, I've been told many times that it's so strange and gross, but even my boyfriend said he loves it. Okay. Well, you found the right boyfriend.
I would try it.
I would try it.
I would try it, but I wouldn't endorse it.
Once I convince him to try it. Okay. If you want to take it to the next level, you get smoked sausage and cook it in a frying pan. Then once it's crispy along the edges, you put in barbecue sauce with sausage slices, preferably Sweet Baby Rays. Okay. I see you there.
I would
do it.
Then put that on top
of the mac. It's like kids. It's like hot dogs when you're a kid. Put hot dogs on the mac and cheese.
I never did that.
I didn't either, but I know a lot of kids did.
It's like spaghetti with hot dogs in it, right?
Spaghetti with hot dogs.
Never done that either.
Ew.
Wait, is that a thing? Did we discover another one of Jared's weird
Maybe
food
this
things?
Is like
Jared's like Ellie makes
food,
that all
get,
the time.
You get little hot dogs, you cut it up and you get spaghetti and you cook them all in one thing.
I've never had hot dogs and spaghetti unless they're like Italian hot dogs, which I prefer to call them sausage.
Yeah. That I know. It's definitely a thing.
Hot dogs and spaghetti?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
like not with sauce on it, just like regular spaghetti noodles with hot dogs inside of it.
Okay. Next question.
Maybe that's the weird one. I don't know.
Yeah.
We discovered another one of Jared's weird thing.
It's not stuff I make. I just know it exists.
Okay. She says, love y'all so much. Keep doing you and pimping joy. Oh, okay. Pimping joy. New Instagram
that's
handle.
Like
who?
Pimping joy.
Who's joy?
P.S. Pimping joy is a brand in Nashville where I'm from, and I think it's a perfect description of your little family.
Oh, cute.
Pimping joy. That's us.
It's like, who's joy and why are we pimping her?
Rewriting our Facebook name.
Okay, what's the consensus? Gross or normal?
I don't know
normal.
If it's.
Well, it's not
I
normal, but
try
it's not.
It.
I think
it doesn't sound good. Disgusting.
I wouldn't eat it.
Stay tuned for more Big Little Life with the Dashleys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, let's get to a relationship one, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, where is the one that we thought would be really good?
They're all starred.
Here we go. This one's from Hannah. Hey, Dallin and Ashley, my name is Hannah, and I've been... Oh, and I'll include Ellie and Jared, too. I've been with my boyfriend for about 2.5 years. We grew up in the same town, met when we were young, tried to date in high school, but it just wasn't the right time. We started talking again in 2017 and have been together since. I truly believe he's the right person for me. Where am I? The text is so small. I'm trying to... Let's get this back. We did long distance for about 6 months when he lived in Colorado with his mom until he came back to where we live in Montana. Almost all of my family is here in Indiana, while he only has a few family members here. The most important would be his father. He is at a point in his life where he does not need to be around his father that much and does not feel the need to have to stay here and raise children here. Me, on the other hand, I have only ever known life in Indiana. While he lived in Colorado, I was totally down for moving there or Arizona once I graduated from college and to begin our lives there. Recently, that is not really the case. He has gotten an amazing opportunity to move to Arizona, where the rest of his family is at and his best friend, and he has always wanted to move back. He loves everything about the state, and it's a huge help when it comes to his mental health. He struggles with depression and anxiety and feels like being in a warmer state with all of his grandparents and his twin brother will help him feel so much better with himself. I would love to live in Arizona, but it scares me to leave the place I've been in all my life. In Indiana, I guess.
Indiana.
Yeah. I am also nervous to leave my family. My father has made comments about how his grandchildren won't know who he is because we're leaving him. These comments make me feel bad about wanting to move away to where I don't want to move away. To the point where I don't want to move away. I want my children to have great relationships with my side of the family as well as my boyfriend's side of the family, but is that possible if we are across the country? I do have an aunt and uncle and some cousins in Arizona, so I won't be completely alone, but it still scares me. I do not want to disappoint my parents and have them resent me for making a decision for me and my future. I am desperate for some advice, and anything will help. Wow.
I have some good advice.
I have some advice as well.
Take it and run with it, you guys.
Take it away.
Okay. So the first thing is you can have a relationship long distance, and I'll try and make this pretty efficient. Growing up, I never ever saw my aunt that lived in Alaska. I never saw my aunt that lived in Wyoming, and I never really even met those cousins in Alaska, but their family, I knew they loved me. They knew I loved them because our moms talked weekly and they talked about the kids. And so when I did go to Alaska, after years of hearing about them, they met us at the airport. We hugged. We stayed at their house for a week. They took us around town. It's like that love was there, you know? Like,
that's cool.
And that was years ago. Like now there's FaceTime. There's so many other ways to connect with your family members that I believe that you can have a good relationship even long distance.
And I, I have an example of that too. So I grew up in Washington State, and my mom and most of my dad's family all lived in Utah. So for 30 years, my parents lived in Washington, and we would do one, maybe two trips to Utah to visit family. I loved and adored my grandma and grandpa. I did not know my dad's dad, but my mom's side I knew really, really well because we did make these trips. I loved and adored my grandparents. I loved and adored my cousins. And even though it was only once or twice a year, we had those relationships. Are they as amazing and as strong as relationships that I have people who are close? No, but that love and relationship is still there. As far as like doing things based on yourself rather than the desires of your family members, I think it's really important to know what's best for yourself and make decisions based on what's best for you. There's times where you will regret not doing something because someone or something held you back. But you'll never know until you do that thing. And you know, what if that opportunity
never comes again.
And if it doesn't pan out,
you can move back.
You know, there's ways to budget yearly trips where you say this fund is going to our yearly trip to go see grandma and grandpa. So you guys can definitely know who your grandparents are. You know, it's hard. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but you know, it sounds like it's an opportunity that it doesn't want to be missed.
I have found that when I ask for advice deep down, I want the validation of what I really want the answer to be. And I'm trying to listen to other people just validate that I actually wanted to move or I wanted to do this.
Write that one down. There's an Instagram post.
Yeah.
And that when you learn to stop being so codependent and you start to learn to make decisions based off of your happiness and not your boyfriend's happiness and not your dad's happiness, you are going to be so much more like personally successful.
More often than not, when you ask someone's advice about something, they are going to take it from their perspective and have their influence on it from what they want. And they might word it in a way that seems like, you know, you want. That's not 100% true for everybody, but more often than not, it's like, hey, mom and dad, I want to move. What do you think about that? Their first response is probably going to be, I don't want you to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe our parents had only moved once and they've never experienced leaving the nest. And so they don't really have that good of advice to give you.
Mm-hmm. So I moved, I lived in Washington. I now live in Utah. So I moved and I love the experience of living somewhere else that I grew up. I love where I grew up, but I also love where I live now. I love where I lived so much. I would move back there if the opportunity presented itself because it's beautiful. It's just kind of like the climate we live in now. I have friends who still live there. But would I also take the chance to move back again? Yeah, I probably would.
Would I move? Yes. Like, if I were her.
If you're answering that question.
I would move.
Me too.
I would try it. I think it would be good to be away for a minute. And if you want to move back, move back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all.
I would even give it like a, I'm going to give this a 6-month trial run.
For sure.
Put a time limit on it. Yep.
Yeah, Ashley and I have fretted about this so much, like, in the past. And like, what it came down to, I realized like 80% of the time, it's still just you and your family and your house. You know, it's just like, you should do what makes you happy first. And then I love, like, yeah, totally budget in like the trips. And maybe that's just something fun that, like, it becomes a family tradition that brings you even closer together every year. And you make the most of your time when you can go visit. Something Ashley's family does that I love and wish that my family did is they call it pen breaking news. Their family's last name is Pennington. And her grandparents headed up, and like multiple times a week, almost daily.
It's a daily newsletter.
Grandpa just sends out an email to every single family member. He has the list, and it's called Pen Breaking News. And he just sends updates about the family. It's like their own family Facebook page, but way better, more personal. It's just an email everybody gets. And he sends photos that people send him. He sends updates. He says, this is what we're doing. Plan everything. Anybody can reply all and just talk. And it's just like, it's such a cool thing that your family does, because they live all over the country. And they feel so close to each other, because they're just, they have pen breaking news, and anybody can submit like to the editor. Is grandpa like submit
a special, family newsletter.
Yeah. That comes out like every day. So maybe you could have that.
It comes out twice a day, every day,
depending on how many attachments there are. Yeah. Like one email per photo. Yeah.
I would say we are in this situation, but we're in this situation like a year down the road from you, where when we moved into the house we have now, we were deciding between our dream location in a warmer climate and staying close to family. And when we told our family, we didn't necessarily like tell them we were moving. We kind of asked permission. We were like, what do you think if we moved it to this farther away place? And they were sad, and some of them cried. And we just kind of took that as, oh, this isn't the right choice for us because it hurts so many people. And honestly, like every day since we've moved, we've been so happy. Like, we have a beautiful home in a beautiful neighborhood. But it's kind of like this weird thing now where in the back of my mind, there's a little bit of resentment towards them. Not like hate or anything. It's just like, or resentment towards myself, where I just wish I had the balls to just do what I wanted. Right. And now I'm in this
really make the decision. You asked permission when you should have made the decision. Right, where I should have just, what you were doing.
I don't know, like just been brave enough to say, this is what I need to be happy. And I love you guys mm-hmm. so much. And I can't wait for you guys to see our new home and to visit all the time. And we're even going to try and find a home because it's cheaper there that has another room so you can come visit whenever you want. And this is just like what we're doing. But instead we kind of were like, we can't hurt the family. And we need to stay close. And now we're like looking for a new place again. Like we're going to have to move twice now because we didn't do
what you wanted the first time.
Yeah.
So I guess we made that decision to realize that it still matters what you want to do the most. So take it from us.
Yep. Don't
and do what you want to do the most.
Yeah. Don't be codependent. Like it's what makes you happy. It's not what makes everyone in your life happy.
Because like right. I said, most of the time it's still just you and your family living your life. And it's just a small percentage that you're actually still seeing other people, you know? Most of it
Jared and I have been married. We're coming up on 11 years and we have 3 kids. And this year is where we have been really growing and learning more about the codependency situation, from even being a child to getting married young to living by family. Like all of that is coming up 10 years after our marriage started, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, there are so like what decision you make today, everything is going to change in several years. And like, I'm learning that that's the case with us. Like we made decisions that were right in the moment and it's okay to make a change. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's okay to not live by family forever. And it's okay to move away and then say, oh, actually I want to move back. Like, it's okay to make those changes and not be so codependent on everyone else.
Solid. Man, well, Hannah, that was hopefully helpful for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, good luck with everything.
And
have
good
fun
luck.
In Arizona.
And
sounds like you're moving.
We decided like for you. You're moving.
Yeah, cool. Guys, that was awesome. I think we will just wrap it up right there and hop on over to your guys' podcast, because we want to chat with you guys more over there. So Take it. Go. Thank you guys, everybody, so much for listening. Thank you so much, Ellie and Jared, for joining us. And then continue the conversation over on Ellie and Jared's podcast, just called the Ellie and Jared Podcast. Yeah. And we will see you guys over there.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.